Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Today we come together to celebrate the truth of our faith, that Jesus Christ, born of woman, who lived among us, was crucified for our sins, has risen from the dead and now reigns in glory, that he has conquered death and opened the way to eternal life to all believers. It is a wonderful message of faith, hope, and love, a message reflected in our Bible readings. In the Acts of the Apostles, we heard St. Peter telling the story to the Gentiles at Cornelius' house, the universal truth that God accepts people from every nation, and how Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit to do good and to heal, how he was killed but then rose from the dead, how he appeared to his disciples, those who God had already chosen, and how Peter saw him and received his commission to preach that Jesus is judge of the living and the dead. And, most importantly, how everyone who believes in Jesus receives forgiveness of sins through his name. That is the faith of the Christian Church, our faith, the faith that we are called to express in our personal lives of discipleship. In our reading from Isaiah, the prophet speaks about the heavenly banquet awaiting us all. Rich food and aged wine, the best of both. Death will be no more, and tears will be wiped away. Disgrace will be removed. This is the message of hope. We trusted in him, and he saved us. A message from a prophet who lived in the 8th century before Christ, using words that are as true for us today in 2012 as they were for Isaiah in about 700 BC. A message of pure hope that if we put our trust in him, that he will save us. We then come to our gospel reading, which, as you have probably guessed, is a message of pure love. Mary, distraught at the death of her beloved master and friend, unable to stay away from the tomb where he has been laid, seeking comfort in just being near to where he is, discovering that the stone had been removed from the entrance, and then running to tell Peter and John, who come to see the empty tomb but then return home, leaving Mary weeping. And then the events that lead to Mary's belief in the resurrection. First, she sees the angels. Then Jesus gently appears, and she thinks that he is the gardener. And finally, he calls her name, Mary. He has appeared to the woman who is possibly the most distraught at his death, out of love for his grieving, shocked, and traumatized beloved friend and disciple, Mary. His appearance is a tangible sign of his love, which will be repeated as he continues to appear to his disciples, assuring them that he has overcome death and brought new and eternal life to those who believe. In the last few weeks, most of us will have been reflecting on Bishop Christopher's call to mission, faith, hope, love. We will have thought about how we express our faith, bring messages of hope, and reach out in love to others. The message of the resurrection is essentially a message of faith, hope, and love in our post-Christian disbelieving world. And like Mary, we have been entrusted with this message, the good news of the gospel. The good news that through faith in Jesus, we do have hope, even in the darkest hours, and that we are always surrounded by his love, even when other people fail us. So how have you responded to Bishop Christopher's call to mission? My response is, I will seek to listen more attentively to the still small voice of my God, so that I know what he is asking of me. I will seek to actively draw upon my own experiences to bring hope to others. And I will seek to grow the family of St. James into a more loving and supportive community. As we celebrate this joyful Eastertide, may we all have a greater sense of faith, hope, and love in our lives.